What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the immigration problem here. And Bernie Sanders is now changing his tune. Apparently, he's saying now he wants to dismantle Immigration and Customs Enforcement, end the Border Patrol, and admit more refugees. Well, Bernie, that's not going to gain you very much support, except from the illegal immigrants and the refugees here. Speaking of homelessness, apparently a side effect of all those California wildfires, it's made their homeless crisis even worse, because apparently a lot of homeless people had built camps in those forested areas. And of course, now they're all destroyed and they're back out on the streets down in the urban areas. We had the same thing down on Oahu. We've got about an estimated 8,000 homeless there. And yes, a lot of them are camped out in the tourist areas, much to the annoyance of the Tourism Bureau. But a lot of them have basically built their own little camps up in these watershed areas, like the Halemanu Mountains. And it's very dangerous. People don't even go up there to try and do a head count anymore. So, yeah, it's bad times in this country. No. Getting around that here a little bit. Okay. Apparently, there was this man who was throwing concrete chunks and metal pipes at cars on the freeway, and a driver who was carrying concealed basically drew a gun on this guy to make him stop, and one victim said the gun owner saved her. Another reason to allow the citizens to be armed, because the cops weren't around. Cops didn't show up till much later. Hey, apparently, the PC-ness is just getting totally bizarre out there. Apparently, college students reported a professor to school officials for allowing students to say that only women can have abortions. That's the latest thing from the transgender community. Oh, yes, men have periods, too. Men can have abortions, too. Right out of Monty Python and the Life of Brian. And when Monty Python did it, we all recognized how ridiculous the whole thing was. And now we're being asked to kind of take that seriously. And I'm not going to. It is silly. Meanwhile, over in Ireland, an academic is calling for the term Anglo-Saxon to be dropped from modern speech because it has links with white supremacists. So, Anglo-Saxon traditionally refers to groups from Germany, Denmark, and the Netherlands who settled in Britain at the end of Roman rule. But apparently, medieval England specialist Mary Rambaran Olm, an independent scholar and author, claimed the term is used by white supremacists to refer to British white people and should be banned. They want to completely change the language around. It's like 1984, newspeak. If you don't have a word to describe an idea, then you can't have the idea. That was the guiding principle behind the development of newspeak here. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Monday is Veterans Day. And one of the long-standing traditions for Veterans Day is the poppy. Little paper, red and poppy, black center. It's sold by veterans to raise money for their various charities. And no big deal. The reason it's colored that way is because most poppies are red with a black center. And the reason the poppy was chosen to symbolize the veterans is because of the link to opium poppies, the eternal sleep. That's where it comes from. Well, this year, apparently, the LGBTQ people have decided to hijack that symbol. And they've started putting out these rainbow poppies. So this prompted a 11th grade student to come on out and say, there's a reason the poppies are red and black. It's got nothing to do with gender. It's got nothing to do with being trans or whatever. And they still kicked him out of school. And, you know, when you consider how the liberal clique, if you will, is always talking about tolerance, then you turn around and see how intolerant they are of anybody who doesn't agree with them. Now, I haven't actually encountered anybody selling the Veterans Day poppies. Imagine I will sometime over the weekend. I wouldn't put on the rainbow poppy. The symbolism is all messed up. People wear those poppies for a specific reason to send a specific message. The LGBTQ people want that to go away. It's getting in the way of our message. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Okay, over in London, there's an Extinction Rebellion fanatic bought himself a 750,000-pound suburban London home and turned it into a climate shrine, including a 12-foot robot made of plastic bottles, multicolored roof tiles, and a broken refrigerator used as a letterbox. And the neighbors around him are absolutely appalled at what a horrific place. It was a wonderful, wonderful home, and now it just looks like this hideous nightmare. They're not happy about that at all. Now, this one got a lot of coverage here. Parents Magazine highlighted this photo of a four-year-old boy holding a sign that reads, "Some men have periods too. If I can get it, so can you." And it prompted this huge backlash from the readers. You know, so this idea of trying to sell children on the idea that women aren't the only people who menstruate, it's absurd. It's really silly. Like I said, it's like that scene out of Life of Brian by Monty Python. You know, I want to be a woman. I want to have babies. The guy says, "You don't have a womb. Where's it going to gestate?" First guy breaks into tears. Say, "All right, all right, all right. In theory, yes, you can be a woman, and in theory, you can have babies." Now, this story is coming to us from Natural News. And apparently, the Austin Independent School District in Texas has voted to implement a new pro-LGBTQP program that includes teaching third graders how to have anal sex. And they did this in the name of inclusiveness, thinking that the most inclusive path forward was to confuse children as young as eight into believing that male-female biology is oppressive. These kids are being told they can pick whatever gender they want to be, stick their reproductive organs wherever it feels good. It's just absurd. Another article, this one coming from Russia Today. The claim is being put on out there that pedophiles are born, not made, which I don't disagree with. You know, there's some bad wiring up there. This is setting the stage, declaring child molestation as just another sexual orientation. And it's going to give the sexual predators more rights than the victims have. Now, again, whatever goes on between two consenting adults, I don't care what you're doing. Two consenting adults, household appliances, barnyard livestock, I don't care. When children are involved, there have to be limits. And nobody's ever going to convince me that children are not deserving of being protected from sexual predation. Because it's not just about the sex, it's about their innocence. It's about their youth, their childhood, because once you take that away from them, it's gone forever. They don't get to go back to being kids. And I think kids ought to be allowed to be kids for just as long as possible. When they become adults, they can make up their own mind about things. Whatever choices they make then, fine. But this concerted effort by the LGBTQP community, I don't even know what the P means, to literally try and enforce this on young people, I think it's child abuse. By the way, that case down in Texas where there's a custody hearing, and originally the judge awarded custody to this boy's non-biological mother, who had already said that she was going to force him to be a girl, send him for hormone treatments, then later on reversed and said joint custody, and the biological father gets to have a veto over these kind of things. Well, apparently the young boy in question has already come out and said he's a boy. He feels like he's a boy. He wants to be a boy. And now the non-biological mother is screaming, demanding the judge recuse herself. She didn't get the result that she wanted. And by the way, when they talk about puberty blockers in these kids, these are the same medicines used to chemically castrate sex offenders. And they want to just give them to little kids just to be fashionable. To me, that is child abuse. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, this family that got shot up there in Mexico, I'm kind of curious. They're Mormons, and they're related to Romney. You know, I guess his father was a Mexican and an American citizen. There's a whole colony, I guess, of Mormons in that area of Mexico. And I'm just wondering.
They went down there to escape the U.S. ban on polygamy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, I'm wondering how the Mexicans feel about them, you know. I wonder if they've kind of assimilated into Mexican culture. You know, we always talk about, you know, people coming across our border and whether or not they assimilate into American culture. And I'm just curious, because, you know, it just seems so very simplistic, you know, like bad drug cartel kills, you know, wholesome white, you know, Mormon family. And I'm wondering if there's more going on here than meets the eye. I was thinking today,
there may be, because apparently a relative of the family that got killed, let's slip the fact that there had been a disagreement with this cartel regarding smuggling routes. And the Mormons apparently are involved in drug trafficking.
Yeah, and I'm also wondering if this could be a deep state message to Romney, you know, because Romney is might be thinking about coming off the reservation or keep him on the reservation, or I'm just because, you know, there was a direct blood relatives of Romney, and I wouldn't put it past the deep state because, you know, they have a lot of connections to the cartels themselves. And also, one thing about the Mormons is they're very... they're very into the intelligence communities, and they use their missionaries as an arm of the CIA and the Mormon Church, I guess like the Catholics and the Jesuits do, but, you know, I used to go to Thailand a lot, and the Thais really didn't like them because, you know, they were very, you know, they just, once again, you know, when you go to a place, sometimes when you go to other countries, you have to kind of adopt some of their culture, you know, and at least show respect for it. And they just, and when you go there and you just, you know, you show up with your white shirt and your black pants and your black tie, I always looked at them like, what are you doing here? Why don't you just, you know, go back to Utah or wherever you came from? Not that anybody deserves to get shot down like in Mexico, but I really would like to, you know, find somebody, if you have a listener who's been down in that area, that can clue us into a lot more of what's, like, simmering beneath the surface of this story, because I bet you there's a lot of, like, really interesting things going on down there. And, you know, you're not going to get that really anywhere else except in the news these days, because people have too many agendas, so they're not going to tell you the truth of the matter. You know, on the right, they're going to want to, you know, oh, it's the drug traffickers and the Mexicans, and on the left, it's those rotten white Mormons, and, you know, so I wish that somebody with some knowledge really looks, gives, you know, gets more information about this, really, is what I'm looking for. It's all heartstring stuff and just bad cartel and good Mormon, and I think there's a lot more going on to this story. That's kind of
There probably is here, and one of the reasons I think there's more going on here is because drug cartels don't have a long history of killing people who are not a threat to their drug trade. And so I tend to go with this idea that Mormon drug traffickers were starting to cut in on the action, and that this was more a message to other Mormons to just basically stay out of Mexico's backyard.
Yeah, that, one other thing. Yeah, that sounds like a very viable idea. And I just feel like there's something more to this story. It's shameful that it was just women that, you know, women and children. I think there's some, you know, that whole part of it's pretty rotten. That you know, if you're gonna go after people, at least go after men. You know, that's kind of always been my attitude about this.
Yes.
The other thing I wanted to mention was, you know, I hear all these people celebrating the 30th year of the fall of the Berlin Wall. And I
yes.
got to tell you, I mean, if I'm a guy in East Berlin, and I'm sitting there watching my neighborhoods being overrun by immigrants and Muslims, and watching the daughters being raped or the people being brutalized, you have to wonder, like, how happy are you that the Berlin Wall did fall? I mean, when you look at what's happening to Europe by the globalists in places like, you know, the old Europe, the eastern side of the Berlin Wall and the Iron Curtain, they've all fallen now to the invasion of the immigrants, whether they're from Africa or the Middle East. And a lot of the countries that are standing up against this invasion are like Poland and Romania and, you know, all these countries that are still have a backbone as far as nationalism and maintaining their genetics as white Europeans. They're all on the eastern side of the Iron Curtain. And something has to be said for that. I mean, you know, we sit there and celebrate like, oh, isn't it great? They became part of the EU in the West, and look what they got for it. You know, I mean, culturally, are they really better off? You know, you have to ask yourself, yeah, they might have more material things, you know, and so-called freedom, but really, do you in Germany? Can you criticize Israel over there without being put in jail, you know? Can you criticize migrants over there without being put in jail? Can you criticize gays over there now without being put in jail? You know, how free are they now? All they got are high-tech gadgets, which are sterilizing them and things like that. But meanwhile, you know, you have to wonder, was it, you know, all this cheering and how great, you know, banging our chest about how great it was it really good for them? You know, that's the question I think people should be asking. But they won't.
Well, certainly I can't say anything about what's going on in East Germany, East Berlin, because when I worked in Germany, the Berlin Wall was still standing. But pretty much everybody I talked to in the part of Germany where I was working, which was around Munich, they all said it would be a good thing for that wall to come on down. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I have to clear the air on something here because I have a lot of experience in it. I lived in Utah for 10 years. I dealt with the Mormon tradition, the Mormon culture, quite a bit in 10 years. And I just want to emphasize something that the media is getting this all wrong. And I just want to clarify and correct it. These people that were slaughtered, that were killed in Mexico, were not Mormons, okay? They are a splinter group of the Mormons. They're actually the Reorganized Church of Latter-day Saints. The Mormon Church in Salt Lake City does not recognize them. And I just want to just clear the air on that because everybody keeps saying the Mormons. They're actually not Mormons. They are a splinter group of the Mormon group who decided to keep the tradition of polygamy, among other
yes.
traditions, that the Book of Mormon actually stated was okay. And I just want to clear the air because everybody calls the Mormons, and they're really not the Mormons. They are a splinter group. They're the Reorganized Church of Latter-day Saints. So that's about all I got to say on that. And I think you're right. Possibly they were a threat to the drug lords down there, and if they're a threat, they were taken out because of that. That's about all I got to say on it. I just want to clear the air on that. Mormons versus the Reorganized Church of Latter-day Saints, and they're not Mormons.
Well, we have the same thing among various Christians, where there are different denominations, like the Branch Davidians, for example. And it's too easy to start to generalize and paint with that wide paintbrush, and we do need to be very, very careful about that. But again, if you look at the history of the drug cartels, they don't just kill people off for being a different religion. And I can't imagine a drug lord getting really upset over the fact that these people are practicing polygamy. I tend to go with this accidental admission that there was some smuggling roots under dispute.
Yeah, possibly. That's it for me, Mike. Have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I don't get to listen to your show every day, but did you mention what happened to Max Blumenthal when he was arrested?
We mentioned it yesterday, but why don't you go ahead and fill our listeners in?
Well, I don't know. The only thing I know is, you know, he finished his third book on Israel, which was the 51-day war where the Israelis attacked Gaza. And there's pretty graphic things, I understand, in that book. And then he had that, some of those pieces about Venezuela, and then he was arrested and taken in, not given his rights, and kept for 33 hours without charges, and then finally released. But do you know what jurisdiction? Was that the federal government that arrested him, or was that a local government? You happen to know?
I think it was federal jurisdiction, and supposedly he was arrested for something that supposedly happened like 3 or 4 years ago. But in essence, he was arrested for thought crime.
Well, yeah, but that book just came out too, you know, the third one on Israel, you know, that, and the thing about Venezuela, that wasn't that long ago. You know, he kind of,
I think it may have been the Venezuela article, because the U.S. is still trying to figure a way to get Guaido in to rulership there.
Right. I think he's suing whoever it was that arrested him. I don't know how far he's going to get with that. But anyway, he's done some good work, you know, and I really appreciate the guy, you know.
And yes.
I just want to clarify something else. This morning you mentioned something about there was a woman from the IAEA, she was an inspector,
yes.
She was trying to smuggle some radioactivity. So some radioactive material into the area that Iran was enriching their uranium. Is that right?
Well, that's the theory. We don't know exactly what happened, other than that she showed up with the rest of the IAEA inspectors, and when she went to enter the area, the radiation detectors around the doorway went off. And the Iranians said, can we have a look inside, you know, your briefcase and whatever to see what set off the radiation meters? And she refused, which under the terms of the P5+1, she's not allowed to do. So she simply turned around, resigned her position, and left Iran. And the idea, especially when you look at Mike Pompeo is out there saying that Iran is about to achieve a major nuclear breakthrough and we've got to stop them now, blah, 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 blah. I think they wanted to try and plant something incriminating in the Iranian facility to be discovered at a later date. And again, they tried the same thing with Iraq, and they got caught doing it. And it was so tense back then that they demanded a sample that a reference sample that was sent along may have been used to try and carry out the contamination. And rather than turn the materials over for investigation, the delegation simply burned it all.
Well, if they don't want them enriching uranium, get back in the P5+1 deal.
Well, exactly. We'll talk about that when we come back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And so to recap on what's going on over in Iran, apparently earlier this week, there was an IAEA delegation, inspectors, that were making the usual visit to one of Iran's facilities. And apparently while walking through the doorway into the facility, the alarms went off. They detected something highly radioactive. And they were asking this one IAEA inspector, we'd like to look inside your little briefcase, your box, whatever it is they were carrying. And the inspector refused, resigned their position, and left Iran. And the implication is that this was an attempt to plant highly enriched uranium in this facility to be discovered at a later date in order to build the case that Iran was back to pursuing nuclear weapons. And again, they tried the same thing in Iraq, and they got caught at it. Now, they're making a big deal about Iran being forced to return to the conditions of the P5 plus one. Iran was following the conditions of the P5 plus one. It is the United States that unilaterally walked out of the P5+1 agreement and reimposed the sanctions, which was the U.S. commitment to the P5+1 agreement. So basically what's going on here is the U.S. walks away from the agreement and then says, you know, how dare Iran not abide by that agreement that we're not abiding by. That's really what it comes down to. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I'm very proud of myself. I remembered the phone number without looking it up.
Okay.
I'm very proud of that, Mike. Anyways, I've noticed something kind of, I don't know if it's just me. I know it's not just me, but you're aware of this whole Tulsi Gabbard thing about the 9/11 investigation and pursuing the Saudi connection. And,
yes.
You know, I'm noticing the comments where I used to be like, I was the only one saying, how did those Arabs plant those bombs? How did they have access to those buildings, including building Solomon Building, the 47-story, you know, building next to the World Trade Center? How did the Arabs have access to that? And nobody had ever commented. Now I'm just reading a lot of comments where people are saying, how did they plant those bombs in there? How did they have access? Do you think that Tulsi Gabbard, if she doesn't know this, then she's an idiot, which I don't think she's an idiot. Do you think she is bringing this whole Saudi thing up to then when the investigation proceeds, if it ever does, and they open documents, if they're ever clear enough to show all the documents, that she knows this will come out, that the Mossad with the neocons were the planners of 9/11, the PNAC whole thing of the New Pearl Harbor? Do you think she knows this, but do you think that she wants this to come out? Or what do you think?
Well, I get the sense that Tulsi, like most Americans, is suspicious of the official story. I don't think she's done enough homework to really say. She knows politically she can't implicate Israel. But again, as I said, to me, it doesn't really matter. Because if any part of the official 9/11 story falls apart, then it all falls apart. And if she wants to implicate the Saudis, if there are in fact documents that implicate the Saudis may have been assisting Israel and the United States in 9/11, but it doesn't really matter because, the perception is going to be, oh my goodness, we got lied to again. The U.S. used 9/11 to destroy Afghanistan, to destroy Iraq, to basically launch this century of unending war against the rest of the globe. 9/11 here, 9/11 here. Oops, we were wrong. These people did 9/11. We got to go attack them now. And so if Tulsi makes any headway on this at all, regardless of the direction, I see it as a good thing.
Yeah, because it's exposing once again how we've been lied to. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I think, though, that anybody that it's hard to believe that anybody can't realize that, or just it's so obvious to see that there's no way Al-Qaeda went weeks or months in advance and pre-wired all those buildings to implode. I mean, that's beyond ignorance, you know? I mean, if she doesn't know that, she's an idiot. I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, you know, all you got to do is do a little cursory research, right? So I don't know, Mike. I don't know. I think she knows, and I don't know. I really honestly don't know. But you're right. She can't. No, you can't say Israel. You can't say Mossad. And I know the Saudis, that was part of their plan to take care of their enemies, you know, the Shiites, you know, and their domination over that area. The Saudis had a role, definitely. One question I did ask, was curious about, Mike, why didn't the Saudis get out of there well before the bombings on 9/11 or the explosions and the destruction of the Trade Center and the other buildings? Why did they hang around there and have to have a special permission to leave the United States? That would almost seem that they didn't know, you know, bin Laden's family. That's the part I don't get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that would be the implication for me is to, you know, because right from the start, a lot of people were saying, well, you know, Saudi Arabia may have had a hand in this and they wanted to get the Saudis out of there so that the press wouldn't talk to them. But the big question, though, then, of course, would be why would Saudi Arabia do 9/11? Given the close financial military relationship with the United States, what does Saudi Arabia gain by taking out the World Trade Center? And the answer is nothing. But you have the U.S. government, which is trying to galvanize public support for more war. And, of course, you have Israel, which loves to pull off dirty tricks, blow things up, and then blame a third party for them.
Yeah, I think obviously the Saudis you know, the United States would take out their enemies, you know, in that area. And you know, they're looking for that control, that regional control. So, but if they had any knowledge whatsoever of this thing, which would have to be planned months in advance, at least months in advance, why would they still be hanging around and have to be flown out last minute? It doesn't make any sense to me. So,
yeah, it's a good question. I mean, they literally waived you know, because right after 9/11, all the aircraft were grounded and people were stranded at airports all across the country to sort of spread the psychic shock from coast to coast. And but yeah, the Saudis got a special exemption and they were allowed to leave the country.
But why would they, if they had any involvement, they would have been gone long before the event. You know, that's all I'm saying. So maybe I don't know. I really honestly don't know, Mike. So, you know, I throw it at you because, you know, it's kind of a puzzler. It wouldn't make any sense whatsoever because that took a lot of advanced planning, you know, the new Pearl Harbor. So I just throw that out there, Mike. Thank you so much, and I'll listen to the rest of the show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Ray in Indiana. Aloha, Ray. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, welcome to Who's Your Winner here. You get a little taste of winter here after being in Hawaii all those years.
And, yes, it's taking a little getting used to.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I had a suggestion for your opening greeting. How about aloha, you all? You got a little Hoosier flair to it.
Aloha, you all. I think you all is a little further south than where I am right now. You know, I was thinking about Who's Your Daddy?
Yeah, and but then a while back, people were giving suggestions on where to visit. One that they didn't mention that I'd like to add to your list, and it's more of a day trip because it's over Wright-Patterson Air Force Base as the Air Force Museum. It's free, and it's just across the Ohio line, so it'd be a day trip from where you're at, but it's definitely worth the trip. Because you'll spend several hours there. You'll spend good you could easily spend 8-10 hours there. All the different displays they got. And it's totally free. It's one of my favorite museums.
Well, you know, we're still in the process of finishing moving in, and that's what I'm dedicating this weekend to. And then once we get all of that done and get all this other stuff caught up and all the paperwork caught up and everything, then I'll finally be able to take a deep breath and actually say, let's see what's around here. And definitely Wright-Patterson is on the list. But we're way down in the southern part of Indiana. We're just a short distance from the Kentucky border. And so it will be a bit of a drive for us. I'm toying with the idea of trying to catch the Indianapolis 500 live. Because I like cars. What can I tell you? I like cars. But again, I'm enjoying the local geology. I'm enjoying the local wildlife. People around here, very pleasant. They say good morning to you, even though you're a total stranger. I haven't met a single nasty person anywhere around here. Now, I understand in Indianapolis and the western side of Evansville are very rough places. But where I am right now, it's almost bucolic how calm it is here.
You definitely got a real taste of Hoosier hospitality, and I'm glad to hear that. That what you're reporting there is not unusual. That is very that's very common for Indiana, is what I'm saying. Hospitality is a real thing. And,
right, fan of the show, right around here, right around here, it is as pleasant and polite and calm as Hawaii was when we first moved there over 20 years ago. But over the last 20 years, especially the last 10, as Oahu has loaded up with people, it's become more urban. You know, people are driving fast. They're driving reckless. And it's urban blight settled on in. And, you know, I miss the islands themselves. I miss the scenery. I certainly miss the half-naked hula girls, which you don't see a lot of here in southern Indiana. And but otherwise, you know, Indiana is working out to be a very pleasant place.
All right. Well, thanks again. Keep up the great work. And I look forward to your show each and every day. Take care.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words. We're going to let you go and switch to James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you got to come up with a new expression. You always say, hey, welcome to Kowloon on Friday. And so now you need a new expression now that you're in Indiana.
Well, I'm looking for a possible change, but I actually got a lot of email from people saying, we're used to the Aloha America, and your physical location really doesn't matter in the age of the internet.
Well, anyway, I always like when you say that, you know, I guess I'm a little sentimental. So anyway, if you come up with a new expression, I'll be very happy. Hey, don't be so stressed out about teaching the anal sex in school, because I just read they just stopped that because it led to a high level of
violence. Okay, good.
All the kids are going up to the other kids and saying, I'm going to beat your ass. So they stopped teaching that in the program. Anyway, I want to talk about the Mexico thing quickly. I believe that it's all related, the Nexum, the Epstein, what went down in Mexico, it's all related to child trafficking, drug trafficking. This cult in Mexico, they were basically trying to take over Mexico. They had the president of Mexico's son, Salinas, as a member of that group. And as a result, there was a big power struggle with the cartel. And that's kind of why the job, you know, the hit job went down. And they were taking girls, and they were from their cult, and they were sending them up north to be, sex slaves and also involved with blackmail and stuff like that. So, you know, these people were playing a bad game, and they got caught in the middle of it. And unfortunately, they got killed. But I think it's something that the Mexican government themselves should try and handle themselves and not Donald Trump.
Well, again, we don't have all the details, and it does seem like there are forces within our corporate media and our government who want the story to kind of go away. And, Mark? So,
you had a caller. He talked about Germany. A friend of mine lived in Tokyo for a long time. She's a German girl. She moved back to West Germany, but she recently came here to visit. She was telling me that she's from Berlin, and she actually moved to the East Germany part of, where the wall used to be, I guess. And because, number one, real estate is a lot cheaper, so she ended up buying herself an apartment. And number two, the East Germans, they won't take all the, you know, all the violence and all the, you know, and the muggings and all the stuff from the migrants. But they're a different kind of people than the West Germans. And she says that mm-hmm. she's very, very happy. But she goes, you know, into West Germany, you know, what's West Germany now? Goes there to work, and then she's very happy being in East Germany, although it's not as exciting or anything. People are a little more conservative there, but it's a safer place to be.
Yeah, well, like I said, the last time I was in Germany was before the fall of the Berlin Wall, so my experiences there are pretty much outdated at this point.
How long were you there for?
Oh, must have been about 4 or 5 months.
Oh, nice. Anyway, that's all I had to say, Mike, and I wish you and Claire a great weekend in Indiana.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And let's see, getting on back to the world of political correctness, we have been seeing this trend in the entertainment industry where they're taking old established classics and they're remaking them to be politically correct. All right, we've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to David in California. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking, I think if you wanted to once in a while say, like you always say, keep aloha, America, that's great. And who's your daddy? Right in a row, you know. anyways, just a suggestion.
Well, the reason I didn't go with Who's Your Daddy is, as it turns out, there are several bars and several local bands who are already using that name, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes.
Gotcha. All right, I like Aloha. Thanks a lot, Mike. See you later.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. All right, so we're talking about this trend in this politically correct world to take established classics, if you will, and retool them to be politically correct. And one good example, of course, would be The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original, which starred Michael Rene and was directed by Robert Wise, was basically a response to nuclear proliferation. There was the remake with Keanu Reeves that was all about environmentalism and how humans have to be destroyed to save the planet Earth. Commercially, these films don't do well. That was illustrated by the feminized Ghostbusters, which had an excellent cast of comedians. they basically made most of the script was from the very first original Ghostbusters, but people just, they didn't respond to it. They didn't look at it. They already knew the story, and just because it was women up there didn't make it any more attractive. And so now the latest one they're doing is apparently BBC is putting out a new version of The War of the Worlds. And it's the new woke version. It trashes religion, the idea of nationalism, and has a lot of climate change rhetoric, as well as creating a female lead for what was a peripheral character in the original novel. So apparently, Poldark star Eleanor Tomlinson playing Amy not only gets a much inflated part, but she gets to read the classic introduction that was originally written for one of the two main male characters. And over the years in different movies, that introduction has been read by Orson Welles, Richard Burton, and Morgan Freeman. And Tomlinson apparently said, you know, it's time for a woman to do it. I mean, come on. If you want to make this work, if you want more women in film, then you have to start coming up with original ideas, original content written for women. Then people will respond. Not right now. Okay, let's see. Let's do that. Got another scam phone call on my cell phone. I get more scammers than anything else. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.